AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump has accomplished a lot in office, and he will talk about it at the State of the Union address tonight.
He'll obviously tout the administration's accomplishments over the past year, and he will, of course, lay out a very ambitious agenda, I think, for the working people of this country to make America more affordable and prosperous and safe and make the American dream more attainable.
The president is expected to talk about affordability. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a fragile rebound in consumer confidence this month after a plunge last month.
The Conference Board says that its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 91.2 in February from an upwardly revised reading of 89 last month. A measure of Americans' short-term economic expectations rose 4 points to 72, while consumers' assessment of their current economic situation fell by 1.8 points. Plans to buy big-ticket items such as used cars, furniture, TVs, and smartphones over the next 6 months rose. Home buying expectations were little changed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In the House, Texas Democrat Al Green has a different view.
The State of the Union is fragile. It is fragile because we have a president who does not respect democracy. He believes that he can go to war at will without conferring with the Congress of the United States of America.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has not broken Ukrainians nor triumphed in its war. He spoke 4 years after the start of the Russian invasion. Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez is facing growing calls from fellow congressional Republicans to resign over a report of an alleged affair with a former staffer who later died after she set herself on fire. This is AP News. Britain's House of Commons moved to get documents on former Prince Andrew's trade dealings released.
The approval came in a voice vote. It's unclear when the release could occur, as the former prince was arrested last week on suspicion of misconduct in public office. The government's made clear it does not want to interfere in the inquiry. Ed Davey, the leader of the opposition Liberal Democrats and the lawmaker who introduced the motion, has argued it was time for transparency regarding Andrew's trade dealings. Charles de Ledesma, London.
British comedian Russell Brand pleaded not guilty to new rape and sexual assault charges in a London court. Prosecutors say the new offenses took place in 2009. Brand denied the new allegations. He already faces other charges involving four women from 1999 to 2005. A trial is scheduled for June. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.